Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. The Rob Brown Show back on the radio. The third, the final, the best, the money hour. The Rob Brown Show goes now. This is the Fan Upstate. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. You're you. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys hanging out. Phone line's open for you. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E, 844-FAN-PHONE. You may also shoot us a text on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, and we will read them on the air. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, at 71307. Certainly want to hear what it is that you have to say today on the show. We talked a little bit about the SEC potential schedule. Ross Dellinger saying there could be a big switch. And look, I'm going to say it like this. Any scheduling format that makes me have to decide if I'd rather see the Iron Bowl or the oldest rivalry in the South play, or the Iron Bowl and Alabama-Tennessee and the third Saturday play, it's a bad schedule. All right? Now, I'm going to kind of contradict myself a little bit. I've told you guys in the past that I'm not the dude that's a sucker for tradition, right? What have I called tradition in the past? Peer pressure from dead people, right? We've always done it this way is not a great way to do it that way.
So disrespectful.
That's fine. That's fine. But the way it is does not mean it is the way that it has to be. And we've always done it that way does not mean that's the best way to have done it. People used to ride horses. It was tradition. Now Lonzo's got a very nice car. All right?
People still ride horses.
Yeah, but not as their mate. You know what I'm saying.
Charles Barkley just rode to work on a horse.
Who was it, Ernie, that went, man, that horse got a strong back. Anyway.
But the way gas prices are, I mean, it might be cheaper to buy a horse and, you know, just saying.
Of course, of course. So somebody asked, why would they even think about a one permanent opponent rotation? And the answer is by doing one permanent rotation, one permanent opponent, you can keep the 8-game conference schedule. Everybody gets the same number of home and road games. And on top of that, every school gets one extra non-conference, a.k.a. cupcake game. The 1-7 rotation, I hate. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I think it's bad. I think it's I think if you start taking rivalries off the table, for the sake of, I don't even know. For the sake of what? For the sake of why, Greg? Why are we doing that? Why would you threaten to take Alabama, Georgia, or Alabama, Tennessee, or Alabama, Auburn off the table out of your own conference? Why would you do that? That seems silly, right? You would take LSU, Florida, which is probably not the biggest rivalry, but in the mid-early 2000s, it had developed into quite the rivalry, right? Why'd you take that off? Why would you? You would have to get rid of Ole Miss, LSU, right? That is a rivalry. Even though LSU has made it one-sided, it is a rivalry. They don't like each other. You've got Texas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma, and Mizzou all sitting over there in Big 12 country, or artists formerly known as Big 12 country. And you're going to go Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Mizzou, you guys play each other. Well, it's a crap rivalry for Oklahoma to enter the SEC with, and you're taking either Texas, Oklahoma, or Texas, Texas A&M off the docket. Why would you do that? It seems silly. You're going to end up getting the 3-6, right? You're going to end up getting the 3-6. You're going to end up getting three permanent rotating opponents, or three permanent opponents, six rotating opponents, and three out-of-conference games every year. So Florida, Florida State will stay on. Georgia, Georgia Tech will stay on. Stuff like that. I don't know. I don't get it. Here's my favorite thing. There's a guy that I looked at because I'm flipping around different message boards, like looking at different people's reaction to this. And one guy got mad because Dellinger said in there, he listed what he believes is the top and the bottom of the SEC. And he put Texas in the top and Tennessee in the bottom. And this Tennessee fan lost his mind. He's like, yeah, let me get this right. The newcomer Texas gets to be considered top of the SEC because they're Texas. And Tennessee, a founding member of the conference, is in the bottom six. And somebody went with, dude, you're 500 against Vanderbilt in the last decade. Maybe cool your jets a little bit. Which is a spectacular slapback.
Don't sleep on Tennessee. They're up and coming, Rob.
Fair enough. Hey, also, by the way, since I did not get to this yesterday, real quick, plan on a roadie in 2026, though, because the Furman Paladins are going to Tennessee to play football. Furman and Tennessee signed a contract, according to Jason Donnelly, friend of the show, revealed on Inside Furman Athletics earlier this week that 2026, they're going to Tennessee. They were initially scheduled to play Tennessee on September 19, 2020, but that game was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Paladins about to get a $500,000 paycheck from Tennessee to head to Neyland and play him on the river. By the way, unless something dramatic changes between now and then, Furman, you've got the Vols on upset alert. How about that? Jimbo Fisher's back in the news, Lonzo. You'll be excited about this one.
Going to therapy?
Jimbo sat down with Greg Simmons of KSAT-TV in San Antonio and claimed that of the 11 early enrollees in the number one recruiting class this year for the Aggies, he said only one of them has an NIL deal so far. Yeah, he said only one of them has an NIL deal so far. Here's my favorite part about this. Jimbo, how does shoe taste? Considering you can't stop putting your foot in your mouth. How does your shoe taste? Do you know why only one of 11 has an NIL deal on campus? Because the other 10 are just showing up. And you have to sign a contract to have NIL money coming in. What I would love to do is record Jimbo saying, well, you know, only one of our first 11 on campus has an NIL deal. And then in a month when all 11 of them do, walk back and be like, hey, Jimbo, what happened? What happened, dude?
I am curious about something. I just thought about this when you said that. Do coaches need to know about the NIL deals?
No. No, there's almost
because if supposedly it's has nothing to do with the school.
Right.
Then why do they need to know?
Because it's a recruiting tool.
Yeah, but no, you're not supposed to be able to do that.
They're not involved in it at all.
Okay.
But to I mean, again, it is a recruiting tool to say, come here and you will get more NIL money. That's not saying we can organize that for you. It's just saying it's on the table as a possibility. Texas A&M hands out $3 million in NIL deal money. Alabama hands out $1 million.
I'm just saying,
the decision maker.
I think the way to handle it, since it's supposed to be an off-campus thing, is for a coach to say, hey, I don't know. I'm just worried about the players getting on the field and playing the game.
Somebody said, an Aggie fan rushing to the defense of Jimbo said, our projected win total is 8.5. And a Florida fan replied with, how much money did it cost you for that 0.5 game improvement from last year? Man, college football fans are the best. The absolute best. All right. We talked yesterday about the change in the playoff format, right? Change in the playoff format. And I realized something. I made a mistake yesterday, which happens rarely, but it happens. So yesterday, I kept referring to it as a college football playoff. Lonzo, it is not. It is a conference championship, right? Let's just call it what it is. Let's not call it a college football playoff. Let's not call it anything other than what it is. It's a conference championship. That's it. I'm just letting you know it's falling off the wall.
Okay, because I thought, is there a monster back there? What is, I mean, the intensity of the point is like, oh my God. I'm about ready to die.
Listen, we have a stream with...
I had looked to the right and at my screen, I would have saw it eventually.
We have a stream, and I have very high expectations for what the stream deserves to see.
So you want them to see my butt?
No, I don't want it to.
I'm putting that back up. I mean, I respect that. I'm down with that. Okay.
I don't want it to fall off the wall and freak you out, man, which it's on its way to do. Our banner's falling off the wall. That's what we're talking about. For those of you not watching the stream, which you could be, at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, or search The Rob Brown Show on YouTube. Anyway.
There, crisis averted. And you're welcome, stream. You know why.
Here's what somebody proposed to me yesterday. I was having a conversation yesterday evening with a couple of buddies who were listening to the show. And they said, Rob, let me ask you a question. Who owns the media rights to the Southeastern Conference right now? That would be the four letter, right? That would be ESPN. Who has been the predominant landscaping force in college football for the past decade and a half? I would argue it's been ESPN, right? So you have the nation's most powerful conference, now in league with the most powerful outlet in college football. What happens if ESPN buys the rights to broadcast every game of the SEC Conference Championship Tournament and then starts referring to it as the National Championship, right? Because they call it whatever the hell they want. What if they just start calling it the National Championship game? Could it happen, though, that it twists the arm of, let's say, FSU, Clemson, Miami, Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Michigan, to all trying to buy in if it is set up in a way that the SEC's conference tournament is a massive money getter, right? If it is drawing massive amounts of revenue, greater amounts of revenue than the tournament of whatever conferences are still left after this shift. If you're making more money as a school inside of the SEC Conference Championship Tournament, could you see FSU and Clemson going, well, to hell with the ACC, let's see if we can go ahead and get in on that and grow that a little bit. You know, we've talked about for a while, Zo, the concept of the NCAA going away, the NCAA being NOMOS, and the schools effectively creating their own NCAA. Lonzo, this just might be the way that we get there. I didn't think about it yesterday, but this might be the way that it gets there. The SEC Conference Tournament ends up raking in more money than whatever is left of the college football national championship playoffs. Some of the powerhouses look and they go, wait a minute. We make X much by playing in one game of the college football playoff. We would make X plus Y by playing in the SEC Conference Tournament. Let's go ahead and get over there, man. Let's go ahead and get over there.
You know, we did talk a little bit about how this could be a push for the NCAA to go ahead and expand the playoff. But at the same time, they've been stubborn. And they will look at this and go, eh, it's a fluke. It's a passing thing. They'll change it back. You expect them to make changes right away? I don't. If SEC goes to this format and does that playoff, it would take the NCAA, what, 4 or 5 years before they decided to change it?
I don't know if they'd have the option. If you put the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma into one camp, and you put the rest of the nation, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and what will be left of the Big 12 into another playoff, I'm going to say the eyeballs are about 50-50.
Probably, but at the same time, when you're doing your rankings for the national championship game, are you taking the SEC out? You're taking the SEC out completely. So then you're taking some eyeballs off of the SEC and pointing it towards other places.
I mean, a chunk of that is going to be, I don't necessarily agree entirely. A chunk of that is going to be, does the SEC allow their conference tournament champion and runner-up to play in the playoffs, right? Or do they just go, no, we go, we got our own thing. Our champion is our champion, and that's the only champion we give a boat about.
Well, then you've added yet another two games on top of all the games you've added with the tournament.
Sure, but you're taking the two games of the current college football playoff off the table, right?
Not if you're saying the team is also eligible.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
gotcha,
so
you're
adding possibly two more games.
And the multi-millions of dollars that come with participating in
true,
it.
True, but the argument all along by a lot of people is that's too many games for the athletes.
They don't give a boat about that. So they never have.
So let's just say if the SEC championship, the tournament happens, all right, how many games do you have to win the SEC championship?
You'd have to win three, the round of eight, the round of four, and the round of two.
And how many games do you have to win the national championship?
Two.
Okay,
you'd have to win five altogether.
So it's a total of five games, but you minus two because you would already include that in it. So it would be you'd be adding three games if you're doing both. Okay, so as it is now, you're adding two games to your schedule.
Right.
If you don't have the SEC tournament,
I gotcha. Okay, so as of today, to win a title, you got to play two extra games.
Right. But
right.
If you
conference add, championship. Playoff game one, national championship.
All right, so if you add the SEC championship tournament into that, you're adding some more, but then you minus the other ones because you're already counting those in. I'm talking about what is extra on top. So if you're Alabama, you count the SEC championship and you count the games that you would have to win. So
you have to win three of those.
Right.
Right.
But now you're adding three more onto that.
No, you'd be adding two more.
Two more for the SEC championship.
So it'd be three for the SEC championship plus two for the college football playoff.
Right.
So you'd be adding five total games to Alabama's schedule. So they'd be playing 17 games.
But technically, you'd just be adding three.
From what they have today to win
right.
a championship.
Right.
Right. You'd be adding three more games to what they have to do today. Okay, I got what you're saying. Yes, correct. Sorry, I'm dumb. I get it. Yes, no, that is correct.
I just didn't explain it.
No, I get what you're saying. Yes, that is correct. That is correct. You would be adding, you'd be adding a total of three more games to the current number of 14.
All right. So
sorry, if, nope, 13, 14, 15.
If the NCAA were to expand the playoffs like people want, how many, it's adding one extra game, right? So to what's already there.
Depends now, on what plan you go with.
If it's eight. If it's eight, yeah, it's one game. It's,
which I think 12 would be the number they pick, which would be adding two.
There's a possibility of bye with
there is a possibility for a bye, sure. Could go 12, four teams get a bye, or you go 16. 16's the thought. Or you go 16 and nobody gets a bye.
So let's think about this. What if the NCAA does expand the playoffs to 12 and the SEC goes with this plan also? Think of how many extra – it's like playing in another
NFL
half
schedule.
Season.
It's an NFL schedule.
It is.
It's an NFL schedule. So the question would be, does the SEC go, you know what? You guys, the rest of you guys, you go play your cute little playoff game. We know who the national champion is. It's the group that wins our conference, right? We win it every other damn year. It's group that wins our conference. So there's one of two outcomes here. I think there's one of two outcomes. Outcome number one, Lonzo, is the SEC puts it, if they go with this conference tournament. Outcome number one is the SEC runs with this tournament and they make so much money that the Florida States and the Clemsons and the Ohio States and the Michigans of the world go, okay, we're in. We're now members of the Southeastern Conference. They change the name away from SEC and it becomes the new college football, whatever. And basically all your powerhouses are in it, right? USC joins it. Oregon joins it. Florida State, Clemson, Miami, Georgia Tech, maybe. But they all join it. And now what you have is a de facto two divisions of college football. You got all the powerhouses plus the underdogs of the SEC in one, and then you got whoever's left behind from the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12 playing another division of football. The other option is the SEC does this and does not participate in the college football playoff. They're making a buku dinero off of it, and the rest of the nation cuts ties, runs their own playoff, ends up with their own national champion. And then we have effectively the AP, where the media members are going to vote as to which one of those two teams is the better of the two and is your AP national champion. And then we go back to there's not really a national champion.
Well, there'll be a trophy for both.
Yeah.
I mean, so both will say they're national champions.
Yeah, but again, that means there's no national champion, right? There can only be one champion by definition. So kind of what's the point there? I don't know, man. Like I said, the whole point of this to me is, and for the record, we're talking ourselves through this just like you guys are, right? Like, I've been thinking about this since we read it yesterday, and I've gone through 115 different possible scenarios about what happens if the conference championship figures itself out, right? If the SEC's conference championship figures itself out. Texter says, Lonzo, aw, bless your heart. Texter says Clemson would not join a super conference. There was a philosopher back in the day, Lonzo, and he had a great quote that this reminds me of. He said, everybody's got a price. Yes, Texter. Yes, they would. I know we all like to think that our school is the superior school to all the other schools. But if Clemson had the opportunity to stay in an ACC, which was robbed of FSU and Miami, who went to the SEC, and be the standard bearer of Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Wake Forest.
By the way, I think you're taking the text the wrong way.
Oh, you think he's being sarcastic?
Yes.
I don't think he is.
That Clemson wouldn't join the super conference because then they'd actually have competition. And if they did, they wouldn't be in the position that they're in every
Maybe.
Year. That's how I'm taking the text.
Maybe. I'll bite either way. Yes, they would. Because if they're left to be the standard bearer and playing in the ACC with NC State, Pitt, Syracuse and Wake Forest, or they can join this new super conference to play college football there and get a lot more money. They're going to do that
say,
one.
You said the key word there at the end, or words. It's about money.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a lot more money in it.
They're going to do that.
They will.
They're going to do that. Texas says, maybe everyone that's not in the SEC should join forces like Voltron. First off, great reference. Do you see Soundwave in the front row of that movie we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good reference.
As long as it's the four lions and not the, or five lions, as long as it's not the, all those little bitty pieces, that Voltron, that was horrible.
Texter, by the way, says, I'm saying Clemson wouldn't join a super conference because Dabo don't like competition. So you were right. You got it. Fair enough. Look, it's a good effort for everybody to join forces like Voltron. But at the end of the day, the SEC is already Voltron. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 5 minutes about Dungeons and Dragons. So, I mean, you know.
I'm going to go to some sound here, if you don't mind, please, Lonzo. Slap it a bass! It sounds like the hold music, but of a really fun company, you know? It sounds like the hold music when you call for a company that's, like, young and hip. Let me get clip number.
The fact that you said young and hip, I don't think that's the. I mean, it's like down and lit, not young and hip. I don't know. What.
Well, I am not down or lit or hip anymore. I've made that realization. I just got to own it now.
Have you become sir yet? Excuse me, sir.
Bob, Mr. Brown was my father's name. No, not that guy. I'm like young enough that when people call me sir, I'm not like, I'm not like offended by it, but I'm also, I don't love it either, you know? It's like,
I just say, get out of my way, kid.
Yeah. Get off my lawn. So we told you earlier this week about the situation that played out between Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson. And, you know, Major League Baseball said we're going to do an investigation. And I gave them credit because I said, you know, I'm glad that they went ahead and said we're going to open this up for an investigation as opposed to just rushing into calling Donaldson a racist and setting him down. Let's go find out if what he said to say to defend himself was true, right? He said, I've been calling that for years. I called him that when we played in Minnesota. I called him that when I played in Atlanta. It's never been a problem before. I've never had an issue with it. And now all of a sudden he's mad at me. I don't get it. Welp, Major League Baseball, and finally a reporter decided, maybe we should ask Tim Anderson if that is true. Now, I'm acknowledging that there's a better than 0% chance that Tim Anderson would, you know, lie. But Major League Baseball talked to former players, former teammates, and Tim Anderson. Well, a reporter asked Tim Anderson if Donaldson has been using the name Jackie as a joke for any length of time, and TA said this.
Yeah, you know, I think in 2019, you know, he did say that, and I told him that, you know, we don't ever have to talk again. You know, I won't speak to you, won't speak to me, if that's how you're going to refer to me. You know, so I know he knew, you know, exactly what he was doing, because I already told him. And, but yeah, he go to Minnesota, you know, 2 or 3 years, and don't say nothing to me, because he know I already addressed it. And we, you know, we get into it, you know, me sliding back, so I push him off me, so what? And, you know, he felt the need to, you know, say it again, but, you know, he was trying to provoke me, and he knew what he was doing.
So there you go. He said back in 2019, which is when the interview happened, he called me Jackie. And I said, hey, man, if you're going to call me that, we don't have to talk. All right? Told him, if that's how you want to refer to me, if that's how you want to talk about me, we don't have to talk. We'll just let it be. Which is fine, right? He's fine. He said, hey, look, I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. If you're going to stop, we can be cool. If not, we don't have to talk. Said he went to Minnesota, did not talk to me. We did not have any interaction. We didn't go back and forth. Then we play each other. He lays the hard tag that takes me off the bag last weekend. He calls me Jackie this weekend. And then Yasmani Grandal, the catcher for the White Sox, who, by the way, clip number 2A, if you don't mind, Alonzo. Yasmani Grandal, who was the guy that got into Donaldson's face behind the plate that started that brawl last weekend, got asked why. Why? If this was a thing between T.A. and Josh Donaldson, why'd you need to get into Donaldson's face? And here's what Grandal had to say.
As I told Timmy once I was on the mound and every time everything was trying to get settled in, you know, I said, you know, if I get thrown out of this game, I get thrown out of this game, but I need you in this game, so I need you to calm down and I need you to, you know, take over pretty much because we know he can take over a game.
You were prepared to be thrown out?
I was 100% prepared to be thrown out. You know, I told Reese, I said, hey, get ready. Because I don't know what's going to happen.
This is before you confronted Donaldson.
And you know, it just so happens that nobody got thrown out, but that wasn't the point. You know, I was ready to make sure we got the point across.
So Yasmani Grandal said, look, I knew there was a problem. I knew what he was saying. I knew what he was doing. He knew what he was saying. He knew what he was doing. And I was ready to get bounced if I needed to. I was ready to get tossed if that's what I needed to do. To make sure that he knew what he was doing and saying to T.A., my guy, my superstar, was not appreciated. And I told my manager, I told my backup catcher, be ready, because I might get yanked. And I went after him. The fact that, now listen, I will say this. I have been in situations in the past where Buddy A says something to Buddy B that Buddy B is like, oh yeah, that's a lifelong running joke. And then bystander A overhears it and is like, hey, dude, not cool, man, not appropriate. Not cool, not appropriate. And then Buddy A has to let Buddy B jump in and go, no, man, it's cool, man. He's my guy. It's an inside joke. It's a joke that's been running for a while. To get bystander A out. And even then, you have to understand that some things that you say, even if they are a joke, even if they are a joke, even if it is a throwaway line between you and your boy, can still be offensive to other people, even if your one guy is cool with it, right? Just because your guy is cool with you making fun of him for this thing does not mean that other people who have the same situation are cool with the joke. So even if there was that line there, if Grandal did not know that it was a joke between TA and Josh Danielson, then he might have stood up and gone, hey, man, I heard what you called my dog. I'm not cool with that. Knock it off or we can go. And Donaldson, by the way, not the type of guy who's afraid to back away from a go. He will not back down from a scrap. He was the one, I don't know if you ever heard or remembered this story. There was a story a couple of years ago where Lucas Giolito, who is a pitcher for the White Sox, this was last year. Lucas Giolito, a pitcher for the White Sox, got into it with Josh Donaldson. Josh Donaldson was criticized by Lucas Giolito because Giolito is he's a hot topic guy, right? Here's what happened basically. Last year, the sticky substance checks came into play in Major League Baseball. Lucas Giolito, for the next week or two, did not pitch well. In a game against the Twins, Josh Donaldson took Lucas Giolito yard. He yelled at Giolito, it's not sticky anymore. Basically saying, hey, dude, you've been cheating, right? You've been using the sticky stuff. You can't do it anymore. Now you suck. I got you. Giolito responded after the game when asked about the comment from Donaldson by saying, he's a blanking pest. That's a classless move if he wants to talk, say, to my face. Well, he did, Lonzo, because Josh Donaldson heard that comment in the stadium and ran Lucas Giolito down into the parking lot at the baseball field to say something to his face. Donaldson said he didn't really have much to say in the parking lot. He said that he thought I was annoying. I said, so what? I'm on the opposing team. What do you care about me? I said, I'm in your face. I'm telling you what I think. What have you got to say about that? And he didn't have a response because Donaldson is the guy that will fight you in the parking lot. By the way, the night after the next game, he showed up in a t-shirt that said, you got something to say? Question mark. My guy is a crazy person, right? So you combine the fact that he's willing to chase other ball players down to the parking lot to scrap. You combine TA saying, yeah, no, he's never called me that. He called me that once in 09, or sorry, in 2019. I told him, nope, not cool, man. Don't do that again. And he hasn't talked to me since then. And then he randomly called it after we had an altercation on the base pass at third base. Yeah, I got a problem with that. You got Grandal coming out and saying T.A. was heated, and the reason I got in his face was I told T.A., look, we need you in this game. Your bat is important. You are a slugger. If I'm out, we got other guys that could do what I do. Nobody can do what Tim Anderson can do. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to tell him chill. I'm going to tell him back down. We both know that Donaldson is the dude that will throw down on a baseball diamond. So let me do it. Let me say it. If he swings at me, great. We both get bounced. If he doesn't, he gets your message and you're not at risk. Long story short, Josh Donaldson, according to TA and apparently according to Major League Baseball, has not, as he claimed, been calling TA Jackie for 3 years now. He has not been boys with TA. TA has said, we were not boys. We did not talk. He did not call me that. So no, that's not a thing. And then MLB went, all right, cool. Then you're out. Now, you'll notice they sent down the suspension for inappropriate comments. I think baseball was smart. They did not label him racist. They did not say Josh Donaldson was racist. They did not say the comments were racist. They said the comments were inappropriate. I think we all get the gist of what Major League Baseball is saying. I think we all have the understanding of what they mean with a one-game suspension for inappropriate comments, right? Because calling him Jackie, what else would be inappropriate about it if it was a racial? But Major League Baseball said, yo, let's not throw that in there. Let's not throw that card down. Let's just let him know this is a problem. Let's let MLB know this is a problem. Let's let the players know this is a problem. And hopefully this is enough to curtail. And if it happens again, we bring the ban hammer down harder. I think baseball handled this the right way. They talked to TA. He said, nope, not been calling me that for years. They talked to Grandal. He said, yep, TA was heated about it well before that. I just spoke up for him. And they talked to other players in the league who said, nah, at least, I don't know exactly what they said, but it certainly sounds like they said, we hadn't heard it. And they slapped him down for a game. I think baseball handled this about as well as you could ask for them to handle it. Let's take a break, come back, wrap up this show with Twitter trending topics on the way out the door. I'm Rob, he's Lonzo. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. The Rob Brown Show's on the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time for Twitter trending topics, where I tell Rob what is trending, and he will tell us why. The first thing that's trending is Jadeveon Clowney.
The clown show is back in C-Town. He signed a big old fat stat contract with the Browns to come back for one more time again. I'm assuming that he's still trending 2 days later because of that, or are we at the point now where
he officially signed it today?
Okay, officially signed. So he is now officially a Cleveland Brown once again.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. The next thing that's trending is Cam Newton.
Oof. Cam is still unsigned, question mark? Like, we're at the point now where a bunch of teams that have either a questionable starter or no backup quarterback are going to start talking about Cam. Now, Cam said a couple of weeks ago that he's kind of hit the point where he's fine being a backup if that's what it takes to win, right? And I think Cam knows, look, in the NFL, a lot of quarterbacks get hurt. A lot of quarterbacks get hurt. So I'll go back up. Maybe I'll get the shot. Question mark, obviously, is going to be here, as we have asked a number of times, would the Panthers go one more with him?
Well, that is the rumor. That's why it's so a rumor is trending.
There's a rumor going around that something's going down.
That he's coming back to the Panthers.
Yeah, that seems to hit about once a month, right?
Well, yeah, but for some reason it's trending a bunch today. I don't know why.
All it takes is one Ian Rapoport or one, Mary Kay Cabot to throw out the speculation, and it goes from speculation to full head of steam rumor. I had to tell you. No, scratch that. I got to ask you, and we'll talk about this tomorrow. Cam or Baker, who you want if you're the Panthers, Lonzo?
I really am a big Cam Newton fan, but right now I'm probably going with Baker.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
All right, the next thing that's trending is Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff? Like,
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, look up Hillary Duff. Just do it, and you should see right away why she's trending.
Oh, this is Okay.
Are you seeing a picture?
The first thing that comes up for me, Lonzo, and this is why I get in trouble because I listen to you, is Hillary Duff always had butt with pictures of Hillary Duff's butt.
Right. Well, there's a picture of her in jeans, and it's trending because of it. You don't see
I got it now.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. That's why she's trending.
Gotcha. 10-4. Twitter's a bad place.
And people are just, you know, retweeting that over and over.
Twitter is
over
a
again.
Bad place that no one should be. That no one should ever be in.
You know, you see a celebrity trending, you're like, I wonder why is this? Oh, okay.
Birthday, COVID, dead. Those are the three.
No, there's four. But.
But. Birthday, COVID, dead, but. Here's the problem. I'm not going to talk about Hillary Duff's derriere because Hillary Duff was a child 2 years ago. Right?
No, she wasn't.
In my time span, she was.
She's probably like a little bit younger than
Lizzie
you.
McGuire aired yesterday. And now you're no. I got to take a shower. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Thanks for listening. I hope you had a good time. We'll be back tomorrow to try harder. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.